Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen and I'm coming at you again. So I was just basically roaming, I guess, the streets of YouTube and I came across this video, and this video is about Rip Michaels. If you don't know who Rip Michaels is, he is a stand-up comedian who also worked on the show Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon. He recently suffered a heart attack, and while he was in ICU, his wife decided to divorce him. To me, that's really wild. That's really, really wild. The man that you're supposed to love, that you said I do to, is having a heart attack, and you turn around and you divorce him. That's a hurtful feeling to have to go through something that could have almost taken his life. And have to find out that your wife divorced you while you're sick. That's just mind-blowing to me. And I want to talk about this because, you know, a lot of people, when they get married, it's supposed to be for better or for worse. So, which means if your husband gets sick, you're supposed to be there as the wife to nurse him back to health. You're supposed to be there as a wife to nurse him back to health, not leave him sick and to take care of himself. When you said I do, you said I do to everything that he goes through. Same thing with you, ladies. If you get sick, your husband is supposed to be there to take care of you, to nurse you back to health. I wonder how would y'all feel if you got sick in the hospital. You was either having a heart attack or some other type of emergency illness that could have almost killed you. And your husband just decided to divorce you while you're in the hospital still. How would you feel? That is some messed up crap to do to somebody. It is really, really messed up. Now, I will say this. People who do stuff like that, you're not really ready for marriage. You're not ready for marriage. If you were really ready for marriage, your heart would be in it wholeheartedly. There's no way in the world that you would ever think about divorcing somebody while they're sick or while they're going through whatever else they can possibly go through, that they would actually need you, but you basically bailed out on them, right? You're not ready to marry. You're not ready for marriage at all. There's a saying that when a man loves you so much, he actually introduces you to his family. That lets you know that in his eyes, that you're the one for him. And that you're the one, basically, that he wants to marry. He chose you. He chose you. So, ladies, y'all need to know some of y'all are blessed, because some of y'all that have men, they loved you enough to even want to introduce you to his family members. And if y'all don't realize it, that is a huge step for a man to do. That's a huge step for a man. Anytime a man introduces his woman to his family, that's a big thing. That's a very big thing. You know, as for me, when my significant other introduced me to his family, you know, I was kind of shocked. But I was also happy because that let me know he loved me enough. He chose me. He chose me. He wanted me to be the one to marry. I was good enough for his family to meet. A lot of times men can tell whether or not you are worthy enough to even meet their family, especially their mother, especially his mother. That's the biggest thing for a man. And for this woman, and I'm talking about Rip Michael's wife, for her to do what she did to him, that's some foul ass mess. That is foul. And she should feel ashamed of what she's done. Because I don't care what anybody says. I don't really think she really loved him like that. Because if she really, really loved him like that, she would have stayed right by his side. Through thick and thin. And it said that they were only married for 2 years. So they were only married for 2 years. Technically, it's a fresh marriage. And technically, they're still newlyweds. So you basically bail out early. That's really early in the marriage to bail out on somebody. That is very early in the marriage. But I'm going to say this, and I probably know that some people may not like it. But truth is truth. Ladies, y'all got to do better. Y'all have got to do better, because the way I treat a lot of these men, y'all don't even deserve to have them. Y'all don't. Y'all don't even deserve to have them. You talk so bad about men so much, but when you have a man, you don't even know how to treat them. You're talking about you want a man that will take care of you, that will love you. But then when you have a man like that, you don't know how to treat them. You need to learn everything that there is to know about a man. Learn how to take care of them properly. Learn how to love them the same way that they love you. The same way a woman gets hurt, a man gets hurt too. The same exact way. There's no difference. The only thing is, a man will probably move faster than a woman. Meaning it can take a woman time to move on, but for men, it don't take them no time to move on. Even though, well, if the man actually really, really was in love with that woman, then it's, I guess that's a little different. But 9 times out of 10, men can move on faster than a woman. But you ladies gotta do better. Excuse me. You ladies gotta do better when it comes to these men. You can't ask God or pray and ask God to bless you with a man, and then when he blesses you with a man, you don't know how to take care of him. And you know what God does when he sees that you're not taking care of the blessing that he's giving you? He'll take it back. Hence the reason why a lot of you women are single, back single. Because that very blessing that God blessed you with, he took it back. because you don't know how to treat that blessing. So you ladies got to get it together. Whatever y'all got going on that y'all have not dealt with, deal with it before you step into a relationship. If you can't handle things that come up in a marriage, don't get married. Don't get married because you're wasting your time and you're wasting his time. He should be married to somebody that wants to be married to him. He should be with somebody, period, that wants to love him and be there for him. Vice versa. So you ladies need to do better because from what I see in my own experience of how women treat these men, half of y'all don't even need to be in a relationship, let alone a marriage. And I'm being serious. Half of y'all don't need to be in a relationship, let alone a marriage. Because the way y'all talk to these men and how y'all drag them is crazy. And so it's some of these women that are actually in relationships that are downing and dragging the men that they're with. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Why did you decide to be with him? What was your purpose? What was the point? It's because y'all seen that he had money and you figure, oh yeah, that's the man because he's got money and he can take care of me. Is that the reason why y'all decided to be in a relationship with this man? But then when y'all get into a relationship with this man and y'all see he's not like what you wanted him to be, it's a problem. But you just stay with him because of money, because he can take care of you. That is not a reason to stay with anybody. You're just using them at this point. If I was some of you women, I would stay single for a long, long time until you learn how to treat men. You wonder why a lot of these men speak on women the way they speak on women. Because a lot of you women are prime examples of what these men see. Just like it's hard for a woman to find a good man, it's hard for a man to find a good woman. Because there's some of y'all women out there, y'all are poor examples of what a woman should be. Y'all don't represent yourselves as women. Y'all don't. Some of y'all women act like y'all want to be more men than women. The way I hear some of these women talk, y'all act like y'all want to be more men than women. So I can understand why a lot of these men feel the way they feel about women. I can. I'm cut from a different cloth, so I can speak like this because I don't represent these women that these men speak on or speak about. I'm not. I know how to treat the man that I'm with. And he knows that. He knows he don't have nothing to worry about me. Because I'm a one-man woman. For me, after my past relationships and even marriage, I decided to take some time and to learn the man, learn what a man wants, how to treat him, how to be there for him. Basically, everything that a man wants in a woman, I tried to learn how to be that woman. And I've succeeded. I've succeeded. And this is what a lot of you women need to learn how to do. Learn about the man. learn about his heart, his mind, his mental state. Learn all of that. Then you'll understand where he's coming from. You'll understand what he wants. And learn to listen, because a man loves to talk. But if he only had the right woman to talk to, then you won't have to worry about him talking to anybody else. You'd be able to know what's on his mind and help him to figure things out. Or just sit there and be a listening ear without giving your opinion. Because sometimes men just want to talk. It ain't even about having a conversation. They just want to get out how they feel. But because some of y'all women don't know how to be quiet and just listen, men end up going elsewhere. And then you'll never understand why they act the way they act. Or why they feel the way they feel. Because you don't take no time to be quiet and just listen to them. Just let them express themselves. Men need to express themselves too. Not only women. There's a lot of things that men don't talk about because they have been trained and brought up to not express how they feel. And then we wonder why a lot of these men have become abusers. It's not only because that's what they've seen in their household. It's also because they have built up anger that they never have let go of. And unfortunately and sadly, they take it out on the woman they're with. That's another whole segment alone. But I just wanted to say this though, as my closing. Ladies, just do better. Y'all got to do better when it comes to these men. Y'all really got to do better when it comes to these men. Because y'all can't talk about black men and how black men are dating outside of their race. But look at how you're treating the black men. And then wonder why they might be dating outside their race. But then again, they can't help who they love anyway. So, but anyway, yeah. Y'all better do better. And don't jump into marriage if you're not really, really ready for it. Because you're wasting your time, but you're also wasting his time. He's trying to have a life that you're not ready for. So, yeah. Don't get married if you're not ready for it. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I hope that Rip Michaels goes to a speedy recovery. And I really hope he finds the woman that's really going to love him the way he wants to be loved as well. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Talk to y'all soon.